The investigation into National MP for Tauranga, Sam Uffendale, could be broadened to take account of new allegations that may arise. During the by-election selection process, Sam Uffendale disclosed an attack on a younger student while at boarding school. After further allegations of bullying, he's been suspended from caucus and a QC has been brought in to investigate. RNZ's Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch is with us now. Kia ora, good evening, Craig.
Good evening.
It came late last night, the news that Sam had been stood down. So tell us how the day unfolded for this embattled newbie.
Yes, the plot certainly thickened. A significant development overnight, and then this morning, a former flatmate of Sam Uffendale during their university years spoke to Morning Report. If people have not heard it, I do recommend going to RNZ's website and searching it out. It makes for some compelling listening. She makes some serious allegations, claims Mr. Uffendale was an aggressive bully who would trash the flat after drinking or doing drugs. Probably the most staggering allegation, though, she says she eventually moved out after an outburst where he pounded on her bedroom door, swearing at her, telling her to hit the road, fatty. She ended up climbing out of the window to have to escape to a friend's. Now, it is important to state here, Sam Uffendale denies the accusation. He says there was a falling out between flatmates in 2003 and two flatmates left, but he says he was never bullying or intimidating. So here we have two versions of events. This, though, on top of the King's College revelation, that stuff revealed on Monday, Christopher Luxon had little choice here but to stand Mr. Uffendale down from the caucus to launch an independent inquiry to try find some sort of truth out of this matter. No sign of Sam Uffendale at Parliament today. He's been keeping quite a low profile. No further interviews while this investigation is underway. And that will be at least 2 weeks, so the story rolls on.
And this woman's father spoke as well.
He did indeed, and he told of how he came down from came down to Dunedin the day after to help his daughter move out of the house. He said that he was taken aback by the state of the flat, that it was trash, that there was no furniture left, that no crockery, that there were no handles on objects. He said that it was clear to him that Sam Uffendale was out of control. He said that he gave him and two of the other flatmates a piece of his mind, but that he felt that his daughter was not in any state to take any further action in terms of the legal action, but that he was quite taken aback by the situation.
And now that we've heard from those two individuals, it becomes a he said, she said. How can the truth be found?
Well, the National Party has launched this inquiry. It is set down for 2 weeks. It will be run by Maria Jew QC. She is experienced in this area. She has carried out similar reviews for Labour and for Media Works in the past. It has a very narrow scope. It is just looking at these latest allegations. Presumably, she will endeavour to speak to the woman that RNZ spoke to, and perhaps some of the other flatmates. We've been told too that if other allegations arise over the next few weeks, this is the vehicle through which they could be looked at. Now, as of this afternoon, Mr. Luxon said he was not aware of any other allegations, but as we've seen this week, politics can move very quickly.
Where does this leave Tauranga without an MP?
Yes, without an MP indeed. Sam Uffendale still is the Tauranga MP. However, he has been stood down from the National Party. It means that there could potentially be another by-election on the horizon. The question is, can Mr. Uffendale come back from this? And unless this inquiry completely exonerates him, it is hard to see how he can. He has become emblematic now of this party's long-running candidate selection problems, wider questions around the party's culture. And of course, he deserves the natural justice of an investigation, but it does look like a hard road ahead. Unfortunately for National, there are just no good outcomes here. The party could ask him to resign. It could try and force him out and have that other by-election, although I'm not sure that Tauranga residents would be particularly impressed with that. National could also boot him from the caucus, but then leave him to stay on in Parliament as an independent MP, which is a very lonely existence indeed. And then even if he does stay on, perhaps say if this inquiry is inconclusive, you could see a scenario where National says, Yes, Sam Uffendale stays on as an MP, but only till the next election, and then it's goodbye. So there are a number of possibilities here for how this could play out, depending on how this inquiry goes, but not many of the outcomes are good for Sam Uffendale.
Thanks very much, Craig.